If a train were ever to derail and spill oil into the Mississippi River, local, state, and federal officials would work together to make sure people are safe, cleanup is fast, and that natural resources are protected. For the next few days, 25 agencies will take part in a series of simulated oil spills on the water. Dave Hokanson is the Water Quality Program Director for the Upper Mississippi River Basin Association.
So they can practice the technical pieces of how do we deploy these strategies, those to contain, and then there's different technologies that you can remove the oil. How does that really work, both on the kind of faster-moving main channel, as well as in some of the slower water or marshy areas?
While police may focus on making sure people are safe, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will work to protect natural resources and wildlife. Spokesman Larry Dean says they'll be practicing different scenarios to prepare staff for an accident in the biologically sensitive Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge.
For an example of an oil spill, there might be oil birds that we would have to tend to, or distracting those birds so that they don't land in an oiled area as well is very important.
Each of the agencies will evaluate its role afterwards and see if there's anything they can improve on. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.